You are going to listen to an interview about a plan for Glencrombie Estate in the Scottish countryside. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
I've come to the Highlands of Scotland to visit Glencrombie Estate. It extends over 50,000 hectares of moorland, rivers, lakes and mountains, making it one of the region's biggest estates. Even in the summer months, the peaks are covered with snow. It's a wild place teeming with wildlife, deer, grouse, eagles, salmon and rare species such as red squirrels and Scottish wild cats. No wonder it's a mecca for walkers and climbers, not to mention fans of country sports like hunting, shooting and fishing. But there are plans afoot that might well change things, and they're attracting quite a bit of controversy. I'm here with the estate manager, Donald Christie. First, Donald, could you tell us a bit about the history of the landscape?
Yes. Well, at the time of the Romans, these mountains would have been covered with thick forest, not the open moorland that we see today. Originally, there were predators like bears and wolves roaming the land, though most of them disappeared well over 1,000 years ago, mainly as a result of hunting. But there are records of wolves living in Scotland until the 18th century.
And what sort of people lived here?
There were the crofters. They had their own small farms where they grew crops and raised a few animals. Then, in the 18th century, during the so-called clearances, these small farmers were driven out of their homes by big landowners. The pine trees were chopped down to provide fuel for the Industrial Revolution, and the area became one huge sheep farm.
So these bare Scottish hillsides that we think of as natural are in fact the result of human intervention.
Indeed. In fact, it destroyed the ecosystem and altered the landscape. What survived and flourished were the deer. But of course, they eat the vegetation that would allow the trees and plants to grow up again. And because hunting deer is a very profitable leisure business, they have been allowed to multiply, but they are preventing the natural landscape from regenerating.
I believe you now have plans to bring back wolves again.
Yes. Wolves would be the most natural way to keep deer numbers down, since they used to inhabit the Scottish Highlands. In the Yellowstone National Park in America, for example, there's been far less damage to young trees since wolves and bears were reintroduced there.
But not everyone agrees. Neighbouring landowners are afraid that their sheep will be killed, and climbers and walkers protest that they will be in danger of being attacked. Here's Fiona McCulloch, who represents Scottish small farmers.
You can't just turn the clock back and parachute in species that have become extinct. The environment has changed completely. We do not have suitable habitat for them anymore. There is nowhere where you can put them where they're not going to interfere with people and livestock. I know that in Sweden, where wolves have been reintroduced, farmers are having a hard time with wolves attacking their livestock. Some have even had to abandon farming. They'll hunt whatever is easiest to kill. If you ask me, we should be looking after their native species like the wildcat and the red squirrel. They would be in serious danger if any of these large predators were reintroduced.
That's nonsense. We can put up fences around the land to keep the public and animals safe. It works in America, so why not here? Tourists travel thousands of miles to experience remote, exotic places when the last great wilderness in Europe is here on our doorstep. Wolves are not going to bother humans, whatever the fairy stories may say, and think what a tourist attraction they'd be, bringing more jobs and more money to the region.
Well, I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about this subject in the future. But for the meantime, thank you very much, Donald Christie and Fiona McCulloch. And now, back to the studio. I've come to the Highlands of Scotland to visit Glen Crombie Estate. It extends over 50,000 hectares of moorland, rivers, lakes and mountains, making it one of the region's biggest estates. Even in the summer months, the peaks are covered with snow. It's a wild place teeming with wildlife, deer, grouse, eagles, salmon and rare species such as red squirrels and Scottish wild cats. No wonder it's a mecca for walkers and climbers, not to mention fans of country sports like hunting, shooting and fishing. But there are plans afoot that might well change things, and they're attracting quite a bit of controversy. I'm here with the estate manager, Donald Christie. First, Donald, could you tell us a bit about the history of the landscape?
Yes. Well, at the time of the Romans, these mountains would have been covered with thick forest, not the open moorland that we see today. Originally, there were predators like bears and wolves roaming the land, though most of them disappeared well over 1,000 years ago, mainly as a result of hunting. But there are records of wolves living in Scotland until the 18th century.
And what sort of people lived here?
There were the crofters. They had their own small farms where they grew crops and raised a few animals. Then, in the 18th century, during the so-called clearances, these small farmers were driven out of their homes by big landowners. The pine trees were chopped down to provide fuel for the Industrial Revolution, and the area became one huge sheep farm.
So these bare Scottish hillsides that we think of as natural are in fact the result of human intervention.
Indeed. In fact, it destroyed the ecosystem and altered the landscape. What survived and flourished were the deer. But of course, they eat the vegetation that would allow the trees and plants to grow up again. And because hunting deer is a very profitable leisure business, they have been allowed to multiply, but they are preventing the natural landscape from regenerating.
I believe you now have plans to bring back wolves again.
Yes. Wolves would be the most natural way to keep deer numbers down, since they used to inhabit the Scottish Highlands. In the Yellowstone National Park in America, for example, there's been far less damage to young trees since wolves and bears were reintroduced there.
But not everyone agrees. Neighbouring landowners are afraid that their sheep will be killed, and climbers and walkers protest that they will be in danger of being attacked. Here's Fiona McCulloch, who represents Scottish small farmers.
You can't just turn the clock back and parachute in species that have become extinct. The environment has changed completely. We do not have suitable habitat for them anymore. There is nowhere where you can put them where they're not going to interfere with people and livestock. I know that in Sweden, where wolves have been reintroduced, farmers are having a hard time with wolves attacking their livestock. Some have even had to abandon farming. They'll hunt whatever is easiest to kill. If you ask me, we should be looking after their native species like the wildcat and the red squirrel. They would be in serious danger if any of these large predators were reintroduced.
That's nonsense. We can put up fences around the land to keep the public and animals safe. It works in America, so why not here? Tourists travel thousands of miles to experience remote, exotic places when the last great wilderness in Europe is here on our doorstep. Wolves are not going to bother humans, whatever the fairy stories may say, and think what a tourist attraction they'd be, bringing more jobs and more money to the region.
Well, I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about this subject in the future. But for the meantime, thank you very much, Donald Christie and Fiona McCulloch. And now, back to the studio.